USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASCAR's only full-time black driver, Bubba Wallace, is reacting to the FBI probe into what appeared to be a noose found in his garage at Talladega Speedway last Saturday. The FBI now says it's determined that Wallace was not the target of a hate crime, and the rope had been hanging in that garage since late last year. Wallace says he disagrees with claims that the rope was simply a pull rope for the garage door, and he denies claims that he has exploited its discovery.
And in my statement on Sunday night, this will not break me. None of the allegations of being a hoax will break me or tear me down.
He was speaking on CNN. Major League Baseball will return with a shortened season. The Players Union says all issues that were holding things up have been resolved. The commissioner says the season will kick off either July 23rd or 24th. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's biggest big box retailer offering one less flag in its stores, as we hear from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
Walmart says the Mississippi State flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. That current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continue.
Senate Democrats promising to block a Republican police reform bill they call woefully inadequate. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell planning to hold a procedural vote today on the bill. 60 votes are needed to move the bill forward. It means at least 7 Democrats would have to join all 53 Republicans for that bill to progress in the U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is putting a lot more money in his campaign coffers. Biden and former President Barack Obama joined to hold a virtual fundraiser last night, and it pulled in over $11 million, Biden's most lucrative fundraiser yet. Obama said there's nobody he trusts more to heal the nation than the presumptive Democratic nominee. A court in Missouri is ordering Johnson & Johnson to pay more than $2 billion over findings that its talcum powder caused ovarian cancer in women. Tuesday's ruling slashing a previous decision of $4.69 billion from 2018. The court pointing to memos dating back as far as the 1960s indicating Johnson & Johnson was aware of the risk of talcum powder and asbestos. And a Pennsylvania Supreme Court will hear Bill Cosby's sex crimes appeal. The 82-year-old serving 3 to 10 years behind bars after a jury found him guilty of drugging and raping a woman at his home in 2004. The court plans to determine if the 2018 trial judge's decision to allow other accusers to testify against Cosby was prejudicial. It will also determine if the judge improperly allowed testimony by Cosby that may have been self-incriminating. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.